Okay. Ronnie and Rochelle and Brian, let's give them a lot of love. Woo! Oh, is that a great sound or what? It's really good. Thanks, you guys. I just sat there going, oh, this is what I've dreamed of for a long time. And you made it true. Thank you, all three of you. Thank you so much. Whew, that was good. Oh, okay, everybody breathe. That's good. So this is the first of the month. And always on the first of the month, we hear from our spiritual leader, Dr. Ken Gordon. So let's give our attention to the screen, please. See what he has to say.
Hi, Dr. Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, introducing our March themes for 2017. 2017, what we're doing is we're doing our values, and for March, the value that we're talking about is education. Education is one of our prime values. We have been a teaching healing movement since the turn of the last century, and there's no question that we are right at the very, very top of our ability to be able to educate people, not just to be able to understand and appreciate the atmosphere of spirit or the aura of spirit or the reality of truth, but also to be able to bring people to an awareness of their thoughts and their thinking. We're very fond of saying that we're a teaching that teach people not what to think, but how to think. And this is the teaching in a nutshell. So this month, what we have is we have an introduction of four different factions of what we want to talk about and how we're going to put it forward. Our first week is presented to us by Reverend Robert Brzezinski, who is a minister with Blackbirds Rising Special Focus Ministry in Denver, Colorado. And the quotes that he uses are, "We walk a path of awakening, growth, and spiritual deepening through classes, workshops, seminars, and spiritual practices that allow us to embrace education as a lifelong endeavor. We consistently welcome more and more of the divine nature to be realized within us and revealed through our relationships, our decisions, and our contributions to the world." The next quote he has is, "The whole purpose of the science of mind is to reconcile the apparent separation of the spiritual world, which must be perfect, with the material world, which appears imperfect. The spiritual world is the cause of the material. We are spiritual beings governed by mental law. Only that world can appear to us which we mentally perceive. Man's experience is the logical outcome of their inner vision, and their horizon is limited to the confines of their own consciousness. Whenever this consciousness lacks a true perspective, its outward expression will lack harmony. This is why we're taught to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, since no one lives by proxy, but each unto themselves. Every individual must make the test of their own soul." And that's from Science of Mind, textbook page 448. The Science of Mind is one of the greatest teachings in the world. There's no question. And what it really requires from the individual is to be reachable and teachable. Reachable in the means that they're open and receptive to what is coming in and what they're hearing. And teachable in the way that they're open and receptive to be able to learn something new. Because in order to get a new experience, we have to have a new idea. And those new ideas await us all the way through our lives if we're only open and receptive to hear it. Epictetus said that you can't teach someone who thinks they know everything anything. And that's exactly what we do, is we create a foundation and a base to allow us to be able to step into learning a new way of life so that we might have a new and a greater experience of life itself. Thank you and bless you.
Thanks, team, back there. We've got three happy faces. Turn around and look at them. We've got Jess and Rex and Rick. Yay! And their dedication and commitment and love make it work every time. Thank you. Reachable and teachable. You know, I've been working with that. I like that title very much, Reachable and Teachable. And I'm going to ask you to maybe think about that as I speak this morning. Because I've been saying it all week, reachable and teachable. Am I reachable and teachable? And just letting Spirit have its way with me. Because there's value here. I'll repeat that. There's value here. And Dr. Ken is correct. You know, I think we hit number one of the spiritual communities because we teach, and we teach people how to be your unique divine self. And so this morning we asked the question, am I teachable? Am I open to learn, to consider new possibilities? Think about it. Am I reachable? What would that mean? Am I willing and receptive to more that life has to offer? Am I willing to consider that there just might be something to learn? What a thought. A new idea, a new way for me to live more fully within my own being. I believe we need to ask these questions. Reachable to me means to be able to touch my divine self, my true nature. See, I think that's what reachable, well, at least that's what it means to me. What does it mean to you? I like to look to Dr. Seuss for what it means to Dr. Seuss. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. I love Dr. Seuss. And I don't know about you, but just seeing the writing of Dr. Seuss out there, I think of all the things, all the stories, all the possibilities that Dr. Seuss brought us. Science of mind is a way, a life, a giving philosophy. And I'm a living example. I'm a living example that every day in every way, my life is richer, more blessed, because I've learned to consider a new way of thinking. That's what got me here, so don't think too much. No. You see, that possibilities that life was for me was not in my ability of thinking. Life is for me, and I'd point out where it wasn't working. Nothing is against me except my own thinking. How is that possible? I can remember right from the beginning of being in Science Mind, I saw a practitioner all the time because I wanted to prove them wrong. I'd go to my practitioner and she'd tell me all this good stuff and I'd say, but what about this? And I'd present her. And a dear sweet soul sometimes would sit with me way too long and she'd say all these great things and I'd always end with, but what about this? And she'd just love me. And I'd come back. See, there's such value here in learning how to think and how to change our mind. It has given me freedom I never thought was possible for somebody like me. And I'm still learning, and I'm still growing, and I'm expanding, into the freedom of my own nature. Hallelujah. Which I never believed was possible. Was something outside of my sight and vision. And I feel privileged now to teach and to watch lives change and to watch lives grow with just the willingness to consider, possibility taking place in life. Where are we holding so near and dear to old beliefs and old ideas that no longer serve us? I was. So I'm going to invite you to just breathe. And hear this. Science of mind is not a spectator sport. It can be, but if you want to use the philosophy that can move you beyond your wildest dreams, then you got to get in and get involved. We have classes here. I'm echoing. Can you hear it? That must be because I need to say it. Whoa, louder. See, we don't tell you what to think, but we teach you how to think. I had no idea that there was another way I could be thinking, and if I thought differently, I could change my life. See, this is the key to discovering our divine self, however long it takes. Ernest Holmes, our founder, stated time and time again, change your thinking, change your life. I can remember as a student of truth, I kept saying that, and I go, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Living proof. This is one of our greatest tenets, I believe. Just recently, this statement has made such a shift that personally for me, you see, I told you it can take as long as it takes. We all come into this life with different beliefs. We all come into this life with abilities and values and importance to the oversoul of our growth and what it is and what we need to understand and what needs fulfillment, unique, divine. See, I came in knowing God. Most of you know my story. And I came in knowing the goodness of the divine. And I kept trying to take spirit into life to understand why people, why events, why circumstances happened the way they happened. And I finally realized that I had it all wrong. It was backwards. And I needed to bring my life, my confusion, my doubts, and my fears to my God. To that divine presence within me that these teachers kept telling me and talking about. And I realized I did it a little bit, but nothing like I have learned to do it today. Because that's what it's about. So we need to cultivate that God presence within us, and we need to do it our own way. That's why I like Science of Mind so much. But that's also what makes it difficult. Because there's no roadmap. See, I need to ask for help. I needed to ask for help to understand this life. In greater reverence, in a greater knowingness, that I have learned to present my confusion, my doubts, and my fears to the beloved within. Teachable and reachable, in my opinion, is our job. In my opinion, it is to be open to consider that there is a power within you and within me, within each and every one of us, waiting for us to discover. It waited for me. It's waiting for you. See, I believe that's why we're here. To be cute and to discover. To be full of life and to discover. There is a reason and a purpose for each life, and it's quite simple. Be regal. Be open. Be available. Be light. Be magnificent. Be fearless. Be curious. Be forgiveness. Be peace. Be life. Be love. Be the beloved. Who you are is so more paramount than what is happening out there or going to happen or might happen. The infinite intelligence that thought you into creation knows what and when, why and how to do life. Build your connection to your God self. Not to avoid life, no. To live full out in partnership. Are you reachable? Are you teachable? See, the practice of truth and learning this is personal to each one of us. No one can live your life. No one is supposed to. It's your gift. Make it matter. There's value here. There's value in learning this and understanding this and learning to live it. I am certainly living proof of that, and I plan to keep doing it because it's way fun than living as a victim of circumstances. God bless. Let's take this into prayer. Just take a breath. And so in prayer, we recognize that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-embracing essence, by whatever name you call it, God, the divine, the beloved, by the it. There is only one life, and it is so magnificent and so glorious, and it is the creator of all things seen and all things unseen, and it is the life that lives and breathes within me. It calls me its beloved. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and pure delight to know this same truth lives in each one of you. It is alive. It is full. It is rich. It is abundant. It is prosperous. It is joy. It is celebration. And I know this is what's taking place within every moment, every breath that we each breathe together. And if it doesn't feel like that, then look again. And where there's a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind each and every one of us that the beloved is within us, that we are unique and divine individual expressions of this one life, and we claim it here today, and we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so in this truth, greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God because I trust that, I live in that, and it lives in me. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. We keep saying it until we can believe it. And so we just let go, and we let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything here, please join me in saying, and so it is, so it shall be. Amen.